B-Pod Studios.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Left point, Wyman with five, scales it towards the net. It's blocked down by Giroux. He'll clear it. And the Flyers with a comeback for the history books from 0-3 down to win the series in seven games.
Just didn't happen, and we needed to push for more. And, you know, that's a time where you definitely can't sit back, and you got to keep pushing for more and have that killer instinct. They just found a way to get the win.
Kuka's been great all year. It's been great throughout the series, but, you know, it's a team effort, a team thing, and you win and you lose together.
The fact that we got this far and battled as a team to get to this point, I don't have any answer for it.
And with the second pick, the Boston Bruins select from the Plymouth Whalers, Tyler Seguin.
To go to a team like Boston, not only is it very historic, but also it's almost like a dream come true.
On behalf of the Boston Bruins organization, I'd like to formally introduce Nathan Horton.
Horton, little room, his try, score! Nathan Horton wins game seven in overtime, and the Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-3.
Horton! Horton! Horton!
Mark Savard out with post-concussion symptoms.
I pushed hard as I could to get through those tests. And I did, and I eventually came back and played, and I probably shouldn't have played.
First transaction was acquiring Rich Peverley in return for Blake Wheeler and Mark Stewart.
Peverley, a rich shot, and he scores! It is sweet redemption for the Bruins. A year after their hearts were broken by the Flyers, they come back and sweep the Flyers out of the playoffs.
Hockey! What can you say about Marchand, about what he has become?
I'm really glad he's on my team, because I'd probably want to kill him if he's on the other side.
Marchand, second chance, and he scores! Marchand with the empty netter!
Don't make the big, scary man guy angry!
Gracie looking for Jordan Tip, score! Nathan Horton in front!
Put a couple biscuits in the basket.
And the Bruins win! The Bruins win! They're in the Stanley Cup Finals!
Down on the ice now, it's Horton!
Is a late hit by Aaron Rome after Nathan Horton had distributed that puck.
Number four, Bobby Orr, waving a number 18.
Left point, Ferentz along. Drug score! Andrew Ferentz from the left point, let it fly. Score! Rich Peverley in front. Dave Luongo, rebound score! David Krejci on the rebound! Circle of wrist shot, score! It broke through Luongo!
It's easy to say for me, but if you're wandering out and aggressive like he does, I mean, that's going to happen, so...
Here comes Corey Schneider right now.
Ferentz, a 3-0 lead for the Bruins, and Roberto Luongo is out.
What do you think of them pulling Luongo?
Luongo, get it straight on Alfo. Luongo sucks.
Bieksa will track it down. He's going to kill the rest of the clock. And for the first time in their history, they'll play a Game 7 of the Finals in Vancouver Wednesday night.
Nathan Horton, he's made the trip here for Game 7. Here he is, squirting water from Boston onto the Vancouver ice.
I think Horton is my water changer.
Yo, I can't flex anymore. I'm freaking out.
Hockey!
Marchand looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep, feeds it in front, score! Patrice Bergeron on the slot, set up by Marchand. Bergeron to the net, chased, bumped down by Erhoff, score! It rolled in! Bergeron gets it shorthanded!
I'm glad I brought my insurance card and extra medication!
Plays it across to Daniel, backhander, save Thomas, and he reached behind him with a glove to make sure he had it.
Tim Thomas is your daddy!
Marchand, a rush shot, and he scores! Around the net, wrap around, plus puck, score! And a 4-0 lead for the Bruins with 2:44 left.
We want the cup!
Get the duck boats ready! After 39 long years, the cup is back home! The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions! Stanley Cup champions! Stanley Cup champions!
It's surreal what's happened right now. I can't believe that we won and it's over.
When you can go out on top like this and finish your career with a group of guys like this and how committed we were all year, it's unbelievable.
It's been a dream come true. It was an awesome year. I mean, it doesn't get any better, right? Look where we are. Yeah, suck it, Felger. I guess we're not that bad after all, huh?
Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins!
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
That just made me more nervous.
Why?
I listened to that, and it was great, but I just, like, going into, like, Game 7, for some reason, it kind of brought me back to what it felt going into that. And as I said, I'm so glad it was an ass-kicking, because you could actually enjoy that final game.
No, this isn't going to be fun. This is going to be nerve-wracking.
I know.
It's a pipe dream if you hope this is going to be a blowout.
Yeah, you can remember 2013 when the two goals with, like, no time left.
No, this is a stand in front of your TV type of night. This is not going to be easy.
No, it's not. But that is, of course, the montage back from 2011. And tickets are ridiculously expensive on the secondhand market for tomorrow's game, which will be here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Tomorrow's Game 7, and we have a pair of tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to create an atmosphere early on game day, Rich.
So this is going to be a really almost a no-brainer type of thing. We wanted to make this somewhat easy for you to at least have a chance to win these tickets. So here's what we're going to do. Because I got to be honest, these are some of the most valuable tickets that we've ever given away. As Fred mentioned, I mean, two tickets right now, the cheapest get-in price on the secondary market is $4,000.
Yeah, these are more expensive than Super Bowl tickets.
Yep, there's no question, more expensive. So here's what we're going to do. Starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, show up to the station. Right out in the parking lot. We're going to have a big setup, big tent, everyone waiting for you. And sometime before 9 o'clock, we are giving someone a pair of tickets who shows up at the station. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just show up here, stand out in front of the station, and we are going to randomly draw a name from one of the people who is out front right here at 55 Morrissey in Dorchester. Sometime before 9 o'clock, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to somebody who shows up. Now, what we might randomly do throughout the show is bring people up to the station, put them on the air. Obviously, these are huge Bruins fans. I want a little bit of chaos up here. It's Game 7. I want it to be a little... We have some things planned that'll make it even more chaotic.
Well, I think that we should solicit for one of the things that we want.
I want a full marching band in studio.
Yeah, we want a marching band.
I want all 20 or 30 people that are in a marching band with every single instrument in studio, and I want them playing Zombie Nation. And if you can learn Bear Force One, you're in.
Not Zombie Nation. Bear Force One. And I don't want that. I went Bear Force One, or Rush. But nonetheless,
Rush would be great.
But so if you have it, now this doesn't get you tickets. It just gets you, have fun.
It gets you on the air.
Right. So if you have if you're a member or a conductor or someone who has access to a marching band.
And by the way,
DM at Toucher and Rich on Twitter.
Yep.
And
there you go. And by the way, member of that band can put a little thing in that box for the drawing. So you each have a chance. If you show up at the station, you got a chance to win the tickets.
All right. So, yeah, we would like the marching band. And
I want the BWO here, too. I want the Bruins World Organization. I want Bruins Hulk Hogan. I want Bruins Macho Man. I want Xanadu up here. I want it to be absolute chaos at the station tomorrow morning.
Well, it's going
to
be chaos outside.
Well, listen,
I mean, there's no question.
It could end up being four people. We don't know.
No, I think that we're going to get more than four people.
But I would think for the most valuable tickets, I mean, in ever?
Maybe Bear Force One could come in and...
Like in Boston?
And perform for us.
Do you think these are going to end up being like the most expensive tickets for a sporting event in Boston? Like valuable?
I don't know, dude.
No, I mean, honestly, think about it.
I'm trying to think. Red Sox never... Wasn't like a Game 7 at home.
Right.
They clinched in St. Louis in Game 4 and in Game 6 in 04 and in 13. 07 was in Colorado, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's never been a clinching winner-take-all type of game here like this that I can remember off the top of my head.
I think it was the last time. Celtics in 84?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been, you know, that long.
Tickets weren't $3,000 then.
No. I knew that. That's actually something. It's been all around the internet yesterday. As a matter of fact,
I was going to say, that is deep.
No, that's been everywhere.
All right.
No, it's been a long time.
So basically just come to the radio station, hang out in the parking lot. And if you look weird, we'll let you up in studio probably. And then
it's kind of a free for all.
Yeah,
probably a security measure that we have.
No, that's all out of our hands. They approved it, so I mean, we're up here. So, and then everyone's going to get the hell out of Dodge at 9.
And if you can get a big-ass marching band here in studio tomorrow, oh my, just direct message me, at Toucher and Rich, or Rich at 985sportshub.com, because I want all 30 of you here.
Or if Lotus Land wants to do it.
I don't
really
care.
No shortage. I mean, basically, bring your instruments.
Nothing that plugs in. We're not going to do a sound check. You're going to come here just...
Just if, you got, a mobile cabinet that you want to rock, that's fine. But that's tomorrow at 6 a.m., 55 Morrissey Boulevard and Dorchester.
You have a better chance winning these tickets than being doing it on the phone. I'll tell you that.
Oh, sure.
There's no question. So we want a diehards to win this.
If anyone wants to come as Bear Force One.
That would be fine.
You'd find the video and get yourself a turquoise or a very loud polo shirt.
We've had people offering to get gigantic tattoos of our faces on their backs.
I don't want that.
And I'm saying that we're not even going to make you do that. You just...
No, it's going to be a raffle situation, but you got to be here. And you got to be here to win.
Yep.
So when they call your name, if you ain't here... You are not winning tickets.
Between 6, you're starting at 6, 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester.
I would say, Rich, starting at 6, and then we're putting the cap on when you get the, is at 8 o'clock. And then we'll make the announcement sometime between 8 and 9.
So you think?
Because that gives time everyone to get their stuff together.
All right. Well, let's just say that we're going to give away the tickets before 9.
Yes.
Yeah. So just get here starting at 6. We're giving away the tickets sometime before 9.
Right. And maybe you have to get your raffle situation before 8.
We're getting tweets. You better believe my ass is going to be at the studio at 6 a.m. tomorrow for a chance to win tickets. I can ring announce this or live commentary.
We don't need you to do that.
This is a professional like wrestling guy.
It's all right. We don't need you to do that. But I would say that you have to be here by 8 to get your ticket.
All right. I don't know if officially we can say that.
All right.
Just say you starting at 6 a.m. That's when you show up. We're going to give away the tickets before 9. I think that's easy enough.
All right, fine. That's sounds good to me.
Hey, what's Guy from Machine doing? Let's get him in studio tomorrow.
I thought about that. Good luck.
I want to invite them all. I want them all here tomorrow morning. I want this to be chaos on the show.
There you
go.
Hey,
did we ever hear from Bobby Orr? Just put him in the middle of all of it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's what we're looking to do tomorrow. All right, the Toronto GM, not Toronto, the Golden State GM, had him a little crying sesh after the game yesterday, and we can discuss that because it did not come off overly manly. We will have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
How are you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tab app.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich.
It's a real nightmare.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Durant off the screen, gets Ibaka as his defender. Durant goes to work, ball knocked away. Oh. Durant's hurt. He's hurt. He's hobbling off on the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
That
was the scene last night as Golden State in a, I guess, garbage 5 minutes of basketball ends up taking the win and forces the game six. But the big story is Kevin Durant coming off of injury. About 10 minutes into the game, blows out his Achilles, or his ACL, I'm sorry. Blows out his ACL, they're saying, which...
It's his Achilles.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I apologize.
Right Achilles.
Okay, his right Achilles, which obviously throws the NBA into a panic because now he's obviously going to opt in to his contract with Golden State and he's going to sit there and make $30 million.
There's some people speculating, like, why would he not... Like, why would a team not sign him with this injury? I mean, they know he's really good. So if he opted out, do you think the Knicks would still... sign him to a massive contract?
Of course he would. The Knicks would do anything. The Knicks would sign him in the hopes that he could come back in a year. I mean, what do the Knicks have to lose?
How old is Durant again?
He's 30, I want to say.
Yeah, 31.
Because I wonder if that is an option and these other teams would still sign him.
If he opted out. He's 30 years old, going to be 31 in September.
Like, is he going to lose value after 1 year sitting out and getting healthy?
He should. I don't know if
no
he will.
No guarantee. So there are a lot of miles on him. Remember, he only played 1 year in college. So he's been in the league a decade now. A lot of miles on him, and you have no guarantee he'll ever come back to be what he was.
So then if you're the Knicks, would you still make him an offer?
Yes.
They might. They shouldn't.
But if you're Kevin Durant, wouldn't you want to take that offer? Because... There's a chance you could be making less if you... Because you're going to be, what, 32 next free agency?
He'll be 32 before the next NBA
season. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If he opts in, he'll be 32. So, yeah. I mean, there's almost a thought that... Because it just seemed like a given that he was going to take that one option year and just make $32 million sit around. But I'm wondering if it's almost more financially beneficial... for him to go ahead and go to another team. But the question of that would be, all right, let's say you're Kyrie Irving and you wanted to play with Kevin Durant. Do you sign with that team knowing you're going to have to wait another year until Kevin Durant comes
back? Without any real knowledge of whether or not you'll be able to contend for a title.
Right. So right.
Well, we got a guy named Jaguar, so you got to put
him. Okay.
By the way, thank you for my loaner vehicle where there was a hole in the tire. Jaguar, go ahead.
So question, wouldn't it be beneficial for the teams of the NBA to actually wait? Because KD has, what, 1 year left on his contract? They'd be basically signing him as a free agent instead of trading for losing pieces.
No. He can opt out.
He's got an option year.
He has an option year on the contract.
Right. Yes. So, I mean, he's at a position right now where if he doesn't play next year, it's going to cost Golden State $32 million if he decides to end up taking his option. But, I mean, it changes everything because this is, you know how it is in the NBA. You just have that small little window in which you can sign people, and all these teams have just cleared tons of space. The Nets have done it. The Knicks. I mean, the Knicks are BS about the entire thing. Now it doesn't seem like anyone wants to go to the Knicks.
Yeah, a 31-year-old who's going to be 32 that just blew out his Achilles. Now, someone could sign him. I wouldn't, but they might. But anyway, there was some controversy yesterday about Kevin Durant playing, and was he ready to come back? Was he pushed? And Steve Kerr did nothing to help the Golden State cause when it came to if he was pushed back.
We obviously got some of the information regarding Kevin and Kevon with his injuries, but is there any new information to report as well?
I believe Bob Myers is going to come in and speak on the health front. I don't really know much. Bob was back there during the game. He'll have more information.
Go ahead. Is there any regrets about bringing Kevin back into the series now that with what happened?
Again, I'm going to leave that to Bob.
That's not a good answer.
No. Well, that's a good answer if you're Steve Kerr and you say, I don't want any of these problems. It's not good for Bob Myers.
I get paid nearly enough to step in front of this train. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't make the decision if you guys are not. That's well above my head. That's the medical staff and that's the management. So, Bob Myers, obviously, he is very, very nervous.
Keep in mind, this guy's in his mid-40s.
Yes.
Okay? Just keep in mind, he's 44 years old before you hear this.
He's my age.
Yes.
He's the GM.
How dare he have more success?
The general manager of a franchise, which he put together, by the way, that has won 3 titles in the last 4 years.
Well, I don't like him. He's more successful than me at my age.
Yes, he is.
That's a son of a bitch. Who do you think you are?
So here is Bob Myers in an extremely weird moment. Yes. And just know that there is no problem with our audio for the first several seconds.
It's him. Boo, 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 boo. He's pushing out a preemie. Just like, excuse me, guys. I'm going to Fred Kona this son of a bitch.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it.
Why are you crying?
I know, like he didn't die.
I mean, he has an Achilles. Well, I'll tell you why he's crying. It's because he probably forced him to play.
Well, I mean,
or heavily influenced his decision.
It sure does seem that way. I mean, for you to be that shaken up, and listen, it's awful. That stuff happens. But you're a GM. This is your job, is to handle situations like this.
I mean, popping your Achilles it's not the end of the world.
No, he's going to get a huge contract. He's going to be fine. I mean, he may not be as to play the level that he was, but he's still going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, well, or even if he's not. It's not the end of the world. Maybe he's crying because he doesn't think they can win without him. Who knows?
Well, he did.
Yeah, I know, but it took a lot of crap.
So it says it sounds like Nick after seeing Avengers Endgame.
He was mentally exhausted afterwards, if you don't remember. Nick was mentally exhausted. But, I mean, what's going through this man's head has just been overwhelming.
He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame.
I blame you.
There's no one to blame. This is just, who could have ever predicted this happening?
I would have just stood, it'd be so funny from the media. You're like, well, I blame you. Like, I'm going to blame you and just see if you can make him cry more.
For torpedoing any chance we would have of winning a title.
Or just go behind him and pull his pants.
Steve Kerr seemed to insinuate this is all your fault. Would you like to comment?
I just would keep, like, digging the knife in. Seems to me like a man in your position, you would have the final say. This is your fault, isn't it? Crying because a guy bust his Achilles. You didn't hear Tony Maserati crying. The station provided him with a car.
Mm-hmm.
He had a car service. That some bitch.
But I understand this world. And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department. And let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to... He's one of the...
Oh, my God.
You know what? Great,
you pussy.
Great points are being made. Someone said, the Sox didn't cry about Poppy, and he got shot.
Yep.
Like, no. I mean, yesterday Sam Kennedy goes up there and talks about, you know, David Ortiz and what a horrible thing happened to him, and he wasn't crying.
You don't even have to put it in any perspective. This guy's a pussy.
He's 44 years old.
I wonder if he's, like, just super, like wasted on pills. He's just sitting there and he can't control his emotions. I mean, that's the only explanation I can think of.
Realistically, it's that there is some sort of paper trail that shows that he's the guy who ultimately made the decision.
What a poker face on this guy.
Well, I mean, and then he realizes it's going to, everyone's going to know, and it's going to, and I can see how that's like an emotional wallop, but still, you're a GM. There's a reason you're in this position.
Well, listen, I mean, if he knows he's going to get in, he's going to be held to blame for this. First of all, that's the crime of the century. And second of all, He is handling it very well as a man who's achieved a great deal and is at the age of 44. I can only imagine.
And I'm not here to... He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
He's not dead.
Life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. You're not the boss of me. Life isn't fair.
By the way, they won. Yeah, that was a game they won to stay in the series. They're going back home.
Dude, Kevin Durant put out an Instagram and even put LOL at the end. He's not as emotional as this guy, and he's doing it toward his Achilles.
Ken, go ahead.
There's no crying in basketball.
Yeah, kidding.
But honestly, like, I mean, this is going to he's going to curry favor with a lot of guys who are going to be free agents, and we don't really know this guy, and he's tight with Kerr. So, like, yeah, he definitely feels bad about this decision, and this is Durant's free agent year. I mean, he's about to get paid.
See, can I disagree with you real quick? I don't mean to cut you off, but to think that he's going to curry favor with free agents, I would think it's the opposite, because the immediate thing you think is the reason he's crying is because he's probably the guy behind rushing a player back from an injury. Like, if I'm a player, I'm like, I don't want this guy in control of my career.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Just a comment on this to put it a little in perspective. This is a multi-billion dollar corporation, right? Can you imagine if your boss is having a meeting, or your boss's boss is having a meeting? Say, like, you're in sales, you lost a big account, and he starts crying.
Yeah, I know.
It's just insane to me.
Yeah, he's insane. I mean, he's an emotional train wreck. He doesn't come across as very confident or very mature. Well, there you go. There is crying all over the place. GMs, I mean, the tragedy of an Achilles injury.
The Knicks are going to be so screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be so – it's now looking like – so what's going to happen? What's going to happen is Kyrie and probably Jimmy Butler are going to go to Brooklyn. So they're taken care of. They've got their own little thing going. What's going to happen with the Knicks? They don't have enough to make some huge trade that we know of to get Anthony Davis. So what are they going to do?
Davis narrowed his teams, the preferred list of teams, to two yesterday, apparently. Lakers and Knicks. Those are the two he wants to go to now.
Well, he can go to the Knicks and have fun there.
So he said the Bob Myers audio is worse than the Scott's Tots episode of The Office.
No, it's not.
That might be one of the more uncomfortable moments in television history.
Scott's Tots is...
where he promised all the kids scholarships.
Scott's Tots.
They got A's, and then like 10 years later, they call him out on it, and he's got no money for
scholarships. And he bought him laptop batteries. That's one you got to turn off.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Scott's Tots is one you got to turn off. All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Yeah, there's a train derailment over here by the station.
Outside our door.
Right. And then getting on 93, you can forget about that.
I was just going to say, it's weird how things work out. We announced this contest. Can you imagine, and we hope everyone's okay over on the red line there at the JFK stop. Can you imagine, you know, if we had this contest today and people were trying to get here, and they, you know, and there are a sizable amount of people that use the red line to try and get to here. Can you imagine if this trail derailment happened tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
I know it would be, but tomorrow at starting at 6 o'clock, people should come here to our parking lot at 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester, and someone is going to win two tickets to Game 7, again, if you are a marching band or someone who can make a lot of noise.
I want a full marching band in studio.
That's what Rich wants. Sting, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, boys? How you doing this morning?
What's up, Sting?
Not so much. We heard I got a call from the Warrior this morning saying you guys want us to come down to the station.
Oh, yeah, the BWO. So, listen, we are going to do this contest. I don't know how many people are going to show up. As I said, it could be four. It could be hundreds. Who knows? But it's going to be chaos. We want as many people in here as possible. Does the BWO want to come here the morning of Game 7 and give the people the message of Macho Man and Sting and all the rest of the guys on the air?
Oh, of course. Me and the Warrior are definitely going to come. We haven't talked to the other guys yet this morning, but, you know, we're definitely going
to
be coming.
All right. So you have tickets to the game, don't you?
Yeah, I have I'm trying to sell my seats because I got my tickets are 13 rows of ice, but I'm going to go sit up at the Warrior and, you know, try to make a couple bucks and be there.
So you're right. a smart man. You are a
very savvy move there.
How much money do you think you're going to get for those tickets? Like 13 rows for the ice?
Online for $6,000 for the pair.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
There you go. Very smart. We'll see the BWO tomorrow morning in studio.
Sting is a businessman.
Very smart.
Show this is going to be.
He's not dumb. And that's what Xanadu said, is that he would sell his tickets and then buy cheaper ones.
I don't know if you could buy cheaper ones than
Xanadu. I was just going to say, Xanadu's back two rows of the 300s.
Yeah,
right?
So I don't know if you could. Yeah. You'd be playing with fire because there's a good chance you sell those and then you're working at a deficit. If I'm Xanadu, and plus, Xanadu is the king of that section.
Yeah.
So you can't leave your people like that.
No, you can't. Although, after the, what was it, game five, he was very disappointed with the crowd. Very disappointed with the crowd.
Yeah, he thought that they did not make enough noise, and he was very upset about that. So it should be interesting tomorrow as we invite you to come down. It's 6 a.m. Sometime before 9, we will give away the tickets.
Well, I have a feeling Zolak's going to get here extra early tomorrow.
I can tell
not
you.
Not on your life. That there's not
never
a chance.
In a million years going to happen.
No way.
He will talk a great, when he walks in here today, he's going to talk a great game, and he will be here at 9:45 like always.
I wouldn't come in early either.
Well, they've already sent out a thing to the whole office saying that, you know what, if you want to park here, don't even think about it until after 9.
Show up at 9:15. Exactly.
So, yeah. We shall see.
Yeah. But again, if you are a... if you are someone who has a band that doesn't require plugging in and you can do all those kinds of things, please DM Rich at
Toucher and Rich. We'll randomly take people from the street, bring them up in studio. I want this. It's game 7. It's the morning of game 7, and I want it to be absolute chaos in the studio. I want outside to see the BWO. I want to see Xanadu
he'll be
skating
here.
Around.
I don't know.
Is school over? My kid's school ends this Friday.
That's right.
I mean, is any dude still? Is his school finished? Is he still teaching this week? What's the deal?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal with Xanadu is.
Yeah, because he teaches a sizable distance away from this studio, as we found out when he was in here the last time.
Yeah, and he had to he skated right out to the elevator.
No, I mean he was seriously. I gotta go now.
All right, Chief Wanamakem Cheer is on the phone now. Hello, Chief Wanamakem Cheer.
Hey, morning, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting revved up for Game 7.
Are you going to come down tomorrow?
Damn Skippy, I'm going to be there.
This is going to be ugly. This is going to be insane.
This is great.
All right. So out of all of them, so the BWO will be here. For some reason, they have a brand new Mercedes and season tickets right by the glass. And apparently, no responsibility.
Amazing.
So they got that going on for them. But
Chief Wanamakem Cheer, you're going to be heading down here. Are you going to have your full, I take it, we should expect nothing less than your full costume.
Full regalia, sure.
Nothing less. Every time I wear it, I add something new. Here's an idea, guys. Not when the Bruins win the cup. Not if the Bruins win the cup, but when they win the cup, you guys sponsor a short bus and pile us all in for the parade.
all the super fans.
Yeah.
Instead of a duck boat, we'll just put you guys on something else and you guys can be honored.
Yeah, that's... I have a feeling we don't make it on a duck boat this time around. I'm going to say that there is a 95% chance.
Okay.
I have a feeling that...
I think they'll have some spots for people at the station.
Oh, yeah.
you just think they're going to get snagged up before they reach us?
Yes. Yeah,
the list is about two or three people long.
Well, listen, that's something I am not trying to be falsely humble or cool for.
It was
unbelievable.
No, it was so fun.
Being on the duck boat was unreal in 2011.
And we had to make a Toucher and Rich sign. Mm-hmm. Which is responsible for everything we've gotten. No, being on the duck boat was fantastic. I suggest it. If you are a huge corporate sponsor of the Bruins, you can get yourself on there. We were on the disappointing boat. And this is not false modesty. There was...
It was us, and Jack Edwards was on our boat, and so was Gosher. So it was like the media.
Well, no, it was like guys who own companies. And I'm not positive Jack Edwards was on our boat.
No, I think Nesson was on with us.
Okay, so it was...
It was Nesson, Gosher, and us.
There was no one recognizable.
Dude, we were between, like, Recce and Marchand. So, like, the crowd would go, like, "Wah!" And then our boat would come by, like, "Oh,
and there'd be confusion. Like, what the hell's going on?"
Right.
I haven't seen all the players yet. So, again, 6 a.m. tomorrow.
That's right. And just it starts at 6 a.m. You're going to get here. We're going to register you for tickets. And sometime before 9 o'clock, we're going to give them away. I believe you have to be over 18 to win the tickets. I'm not sure if that's true, but I believe that's the case.
Let promotions and everyone handle that.
They're dealing with that.
All we can do is make the request you come down here.
That's right.
And we're here behind locked doors, so whatever goes on is someone else's responsibility.
It's the quite possibly the most valuable tickets in Boston history for a sporting event. We were thinking about that. We're going through that.
Most expensive tickets, yes.
Well, valuable, yes.
Yeah, most expensive. Well, you can value an experience, Rich.
Yes, you can.
I mean, you really can value an experience, but yes, these are probably the most expensive tickets in Boston history. I would agree. They're more expensive than Super Bowl tickets. I can tell you that. Even young Nicholas, when he got the Jamelli Fortune, pay only $1,000, right? How much did you have to pay there?
Yeah, $1,000.
$1,000.
That was for one ticket. You went by yourself. Yeah, one ticket for $1,000.
Well, Nick had just been taking a bus around the country. Why not? All right. We will be back in just a moment, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Tomorrow, Game 7, as you know, of the NHL Final.
Stanley Cup Final.
And, we will have that right here, pregame. I'm not sure when the pregame starts. Maybe they get a little extra juice. But nonetheless, 8 o'clock is when you can start preparing for drop of the puck.
I just keep thinking about Game 6 and how horribly the city of St. Louis just handled everything. I mean, on top of course, bringing Brett Hull back for a second time. How great was that? How loaded was Hull when he got out there?
The three of them standing there and falling into each other. Go Blues!
That's fantastic.
I don't even think you got that out of him.
I would do it. If I came back and they had me waving a flag,
I know.
I was with my friends,
I know.
I'd get hammered
as hell.
Didn't
care how much the Blues were struggling.
Exactly what I thought. I'm like, give the guy the microphone.
Yep.
Like, if you're going to get him that loaded, then I better get a...
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
I would need a Namath moment.
Again, they screwed Namath up there.
Yeah, they did.
He was at an event, the party honoring his team. It was a party where they all were gathered around like old buddies drinking. They could tell that he was drunk on the sideline, which he had every single right to be.
And Susie Colbert walked over and went, "Hey."
Saw him drunk and then put the mic in front of his face. I don't blame Joe Namath for that at all. In fact, I interviewed him not long after that.
Right.
And told him as much. But
Brett Hull drunk before game six was fun.
If I'm Brett
Hull,
pretty funny. I'm getting annihilated. Are you kidding me? What are you going to do on Brett Hull?
Well, I mean, you've seen the pictures of him like flipping off members of the Bruins on the ice.
Yeah. Good. What are they going to do to me? Like, uh-oh.
Shun him.
Right, like, I was drunk when I had to, like, stand there.
How dare I be drunk at a hockey game?
Yeah, look at me, I'm Brett Hull.
Even though
he got his cup in Detroit.
Someone just tweeted in capital letters, "Promise us you won't play that awful Duck Boat song anymore. Stop trying to make that happen. I promise."
Get the duck boats ready.
Oh, my
for
God.
You. Putting the speakers that's, outside, kid.
That's, no. That's for you, dummy. You asked me to. Yo, don't play that. Stop trying to make it happen. It's happened.
Let's remember Bobby Orr.
Zoink.
Had a boyfriend.
All right. The Bruins had some things to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to talk about it. They screwed up everything. St. Louis went too nuts. And maybe it's just because they haven't been in this position before where everyone immediately assumed that they were going to win, including, you know, Jenna Fisher tweeting out, hey, the cup's coming home.
Well, let's give Jenna Fisher a break.
Well, I don't know. I don't it's know if it's too much of a break. That was one of the most excruciating intermission shows.
That's not her fault.
That was part of it was her fault.
Oh, please. That was entirely Milbury's fault.
Milbury made it tolerable because he was so clueless.
Well, I got to ask you about Dwight.
What do you want these guys to do? They get called up. They're not, you know, broadcasters. I refuse to get on the train of making fun of these people. That the Milbury question was atrocious.
I thought that was pretty great because you can tell immediately he's never watched a second.
No,
of the
he
Office.
Hasn't. But who fed him the question? Tell me about Dwight.
Which made it better.
Tell me about this fictional character from the show you were on years ago.
I want to see Mike Milbury do Hollywood red carpet stuff. It's just having no clue what's going on. Yeah, so Thor, huh? He's a guy with a hammer.
You know what I used to like. Is this Secret Life of Dobie Gillis?
What?
Gilligan was on it. He played a beatnik.
Well, I got to ask you about Dwight.
Yeah, well, thank you. But they had a...
You know the girl from My Two Dads? She was all right. She turned out to be a big star. She got on that show with Susan Summers.
I don't see him being a 80s sitcom type of guy.
I absolutely do.
That's just me.
Remember Rocky Road?
I don't remember.
On TBS?
Only you remember Rocky Road.
That was good.
See, to me, if he was anything 80s, it'd be like Hardcastle and McCormick. Like, he'd be watching like that or Simon and Simon.
Yeah, I remember Simon and Simon.
Spencer for Hire.
Now we're hitting my wheelhouse.
He was going Boston style on the people.
I love that Knight Rider. But, I mean, you had the paper screwing up and posting that thing, congratulations, St. Louis. And
oh, boy, are the people in St. Louis pissed off at the Post-Dispatch.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's saying, well, you jinxed them now. And even Tory Krug, and you've got members of the Bruins now admitting that they use that as motivation.
You never want to get too far ahead of yourself, right? And you want to stay in the moment, and all you control is that game right in front of you. And if you don't win, you don't get to have any of that. So that's my motivation right there. But you know, now we have another job to do, so I don't want to speak too much about it.
Someone just tweeted me and said, promise me you won't play that Duck Boat song 20 more times.
I'm on your side, people.
Fred has no taste in music.
Yeah, well... I've had it with Let's remember. All right. We will go to headlines. There will be no commercials, and we'll talk a little bit more about the updates with what's going on with David Ortiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.